This is GQDN for Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And also by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. We have a game that is showing up on PC after 25 years. And we have a Bungie settlement. But we begin today with a little more fallout from a judge's decision about the Microsoft Activision Blizzard takeover, because the FTC did launch an appeal. This comes to us from Eurogamer.com, and Microsoft did say that they were disappointed that the FTC did launch a formal appeal. In fact, what Brad Smith did say was that the U.S. regulator basically had a, quote, demonstrably weak case. In fact, he said, also, quote, the district court's ruling makes crystal clear that this acquisition is good for both competition and consumers. We're disappointed that the FTC is continuing to pursue what has become a demonstrably weak case, and we will oppose further efforts to delay the ability to move forward. So, right now, Microsoft is indeed subject to a temporary restraining order, which would indeed put a pause or stop the completion of the purchase of Activision Blizzard. Because right now, the deadline is next Tuesday. But the FTC could actually extend the restraining order. So, if the date is surpassed, or looks like that it will be surpassed, then Activision Blizzard and Xbox can get together and decide on a new date. In fact, what Lulu Chang, and I do apologize for butchering the name, Miservi, did say on the FTC appeal, quote, the facts haven't changed. We are confident that the U.S. will remain among 39 countries where the merger can close. We look forward to demonstrating the strength of our case in court again. Now, if the deal does go through, what Eurogamer is also saying is that Activision Blizzard would leave the stock exchange top 100 index. So, if Activision Blizzard does leave, then what NASDAQ is saying is that there will be another company coming in to taking its place. But what it's basically saying is that Activision Blizzard is confident that the deal will go through. So if it does, then we shall see what happens. But that goes into two different aspects. I already spoke of the FTC side, but that also goes to the CMA in the UK. Oh, we got a lot of talk about in the weekly show, including maybe Bungie winning a $490,000 lawsuit. That's a lot of money right there. $490,000 lawsuit. And that's against some Destiny 2 players who threatened a community developer. So, Bungie, which is the maker of Destiny 2, did win a lawsuit because one of the staff members was being abused. And the court did order the defendant to pay $489,000 to $435 in damages. And that made it a win in that harassment case. This does come to us from .esports.com. So, what happened was, the Destiny player, Jesse James Comer, did target a Bungie community manager with a barrage of abusive messages that include some explicit, or possibly explicit, voicemails to where he would suggest that only colored people would be killed. He was also saying that he knew where the developer lived, and he would do some things like trying to rile up people and all this bad stuff. But, yep, they did win the lawsuit. But there's some other people that's not happy. And once again, back to Eurogamer. And they're saying that Twitch, the Partner Plus program, well, the streamers are saying that it's an anti-community. So, Twitch did unveil its new Partner Plus program, and it did offer an improved revenue split. But streamers did tell Eurogamer that it's basically an anti-community. So here, what they're doing is they're giving the payout schedule, the payout schedule for all the Twitch partners. And they were saying that last month for launch in October will be set for a 70-30 revenue split, higher than usual, 50-50 between streamers and Twitch. But the criteria is even higher for the revenue split. A split is very specific, and that means a few streamers will be likely to reach the necessary requirements. So, at StreamCharts on Twitter did say, quote, "Our analysts have compiled even more statistics to determine who is eligible for a Twitch Partner Plus program, if Prime or Gifted subs were included. Based on the estimate sub data for the past 3 months, include Prime at 5.2%, Gifted at 9%, and Prime and Gifted at 11.5%. How many streamers are technically eligible for the new Twitch Partner Plus program? During the last 3 months, 42.3K partners were active on Twitch. Only 1,000 of them had 350 monthly subs, excluded Prime and Gifts, meaning 2.5% of the active partner can access Partner Plus." Now, what Ebonex did say about this is, quote, "I felt like it was an optical illusion where the goalposts were getting closer, but in actual fact, the view has shifted. In reality, there are very few people who can get 350 paid subs on this platform, particularly on those from marginalized demographics." So basically, she didn't like it. I believe it's she. But now we get to Final Fantasy XIV, and there was a letter that was announced, which is part one, which means, according to ESTNN.com, they were talking about the Dark Throne expansion for Final Fantasy Online. But you can watch for yourself, because you can catch the stream on the official YouTube channel and Twitch channel, which means the stream will be available in both English and Japanese languages, and we'll have some interpretations on the stage in Las Vegas, which means the stream will take place on Saturday the 29th of July, and it'll be 10 a.m. Pacific time, or basically 1 p.m. EST, even though they got it at 12 a.m. PST. So basically they're trying to say it was Mountain Time, not Pacific Time. 5 p.m. GMT, 6 p.m. BST, and Sunday at 3 AEST. Now keep in mind the times are subject to change, so we'll see what happens. So what changes could be coming to Final Fantasy XIV? Now you got the best Amazon Prime Day deals, and this comes to us from The Verge, and that includes some Apple deals. By the way, if you want some headphones and earbuds, speakers, TVs and streaming devices, phones, laptops and computing, smart home, and some gaming stuff like Nintendo Switch OLED, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Dead Space, Last of Us Part 1, Ghost of Tsushima, No Man's Sky, and a lot of other stuff on all different platforms. So go take a look at that. Now we go to PC Gamer, and they are saying that after 25 years, Tomba is finally coming to PC. Okay, now, as you heard me drink water. Now, Tomba was a cult classic game, which includes basically the colorful style and the gameplay. So the remake, or maybe the original version, will be up on PC. Now, there's no Steam page yet, but Fujita Harami, sorry about the name, said that they will redo the original game soundtrack. Okay. But PlayStation is now going to spend over $2 billion in game research and development. So, and that means Sony Group will now invest over $2 billion in game research. And we'll have a big focus on PlayStation in live service games. So, that's the only bit of news that we have there. But what could actually happen? We'll see. We'll end with some PlayStation games that hit the market red hot. And this comes to us from the PlayStation blog site. So I'm only going to go over to US, because they got both US and EU. Actually, it's North America. Because number one was Diablo 4. Final Fantasy 16 is number two. Street Fighter 6, number three. Number four is Grand Theft Auto 4. Number five is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Some of the other ones that were on the list was Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Marvel Spider-Man, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, that came in at number 10. AW's Fight Forever, number 12. Hogwarts Legacy, still selling, at number 14. And God of War Ragnarok, at number 16. Okay, the PlayStation 4 games, top 5. FIFA 23, number 5. Grand Theft Auto 5, at number 4. Number 3 is Red Dead Redemption 2. Number 2 is Minecraft. And number 1 is Diablo 4. Hogwarts Legacy ended up 14th. Street Fighter 6 was 11th. And Batman Arkham Knight was 20th. VR2 games, only 10 of them. Number 10 is Swordsman VR. 9, Red Matter 2. 8, Kayak VR. Mirage. 7, Creed Rise to Glory, Championship Edition. 6, The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, Chapter 2, Retribution. 5, Walkabout Mini Golf. 4, Hubris, PSVR 2. 3, Job Simulator. 2, Pavlov. And number 1 was Beat Saber. That's the VR2 games. So there you indeed have it. Tomorrow, finally Friday. So we'll see you then. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.